up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
The city's design review board meets tonight and considers a dozen residential projects across town. The largest involves a request for permits to build a 3,400-square-foot home at 360 High Drive. Among the permits the owner requests is an encroachment permit that is required to construct stepping stones in the public right-of-way. Laguna Beach's new community development director, Greg Fost, meets Chamber of Commerce members this Friday at 11:30 lunch meeting at Mozambique Restaurant. Fost took over the hot seat from retiring John Montgomery. He previously worked in Palos Verdes, which confronts similar coastal development constraints as Laguna, from view preservation to arm wrestling with the Coastal Commission. Members of the Sierra Winds Ensemble, flute, clarinet, and bassoon players interact with their audience and include them as they play. Their repertoire ranges from classical standards, jazz arrangements, and new works by Los Angeles' finest composers. They return for a 7 p.m. concert tonight at the Laguna Art Museum. The show is free to museum members. Vanguard University's Global Center for Women and Justice screens documentary film Sold, Fighting the New Global Slave Trade, tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Lido Theater in Newport Beach. Vanguard's director of Global Center for Women and Justice says Sold uses powerful stories to bring home the local impact of the global cost of modern-day slavery. The show is a benefit showing for a Boys and Girls Club. Local attorney Nicole Anderson offers her legal expertise as part of the free estate planning series, It's Your Estate, Friday, September 12th. She teaches beginning at 1:30 p.m. at the Susie Q Community and Senior Center, 380 3rd Street. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at 1 Laguna.